4G today.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Sam.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You might be wondering where Mark is. He was supposed to be back this week, and he was until the very end of hour number one, where he let a naughty word go out over the airwaves, and he accepted a voluntary suspension from the rest of the night's program, so Sam is graciously sitting in his place tonight. And the number here, 800-259-9231. We've been talking about all kinds of different things. Just finished up a conversation about the TSA going to be cracking down ever further on freedom. The right to travel without showing ID is essentially no longer a right, according to the TSA. If you claim that you've lost your ID, they are going to subject you to all kinds of trouble, including possibly anally searched. That may come to that. Because essentially they leave it wide open as far as what it is that they can do to you. They say that if you are a cooperative passenger, so who knows what they'll do to the uncooperative ones, but if you are a cooperative passenger without ID, you may be subjected to additional screening protocols, including enhanced physical screening, enhanced carry-on and/or checked baggage screening, interviews with behavior detection or law enforcement officers, and other measures.
Well, all I'm doing is standing up for my rights, so I'm sure they're going to consider my behavior cooperative, don't you think?
We'll see about that, and I'm sure you'll tell us all about it as it happens. But we're going to go to your calls, because that's what the show is about. We start with Ron in Nelsonville, Ohio, listening to WAIS. Hello, Ron. Hello, Ron.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I heard you talking earlier about open carry.
Yes, sir.
There's some event going on in New Hampshire, and I wanted somebody to explain to me what open carry is. How can you do it in New Hampshire? We have a concealed carry law here in Ohio, but I refuse to pay a fee to the government in order to be able to carry a weapon.
I'm with you, man. As far as that's concerned, if it's a right to carry firearms, you shouldn't have to beg the government for permission to do so. But Nick, as the resident New Hampshire native, what's open carry all about, and how do you do it here in New Hampshire?
Well, open carry is carrying any firearm. It could be a handgun or a rifle, shotgun, as long as it's open. So it would be like you could carry, say, a Glock in a holster that's plainly visible on the outside of your clothing. So you, much like a police officer would wear one, that requires no paperwork whatsoever. I mean, you can't get a permit to carry openly because anyone can do it.
What about kids? Can kids open carry?
Yes, I would say so.
Very cool.
Because, I mean, you can hunt at 16 without super... I mean, at some age level, they might, you know, if there was a five-year-old walking around with a gun unsupervised, I'm sure somebody might intervene, but there's no given age limit. I mean,
now, Nick, I'm not a resident of the state of New Hampshire yet. Would I be able to come up here and open carry?
Yeah, it's not... There's no residency requirement.
Good question.
There is, unfortunately, New Hampshire... narrowly voted down doing away with a license for concealed carry, but New Hampshire is a shall issue state. So for $10, assuming you're not a felon, or there's a couple other things that can throw it off, but basically as long as you're not a felon, you can, as long as you can buy a handgun, for $10 you can get a permit to carry concealed, and it shall issue, so they can't turn you down in most cases.
Ron, did that clear up your issue, your answer your question?
So that... It all depends on the state or jurisdiction in which you're in.
Right.
If I were to do that here in Ohio, I would probably be arrested.
Yes.
Right. I mean, I don't know if maybe Ohio even
some places
requires...
open carry is legal. Some places beside New Hampshire.
Right. I mean, I know Vermont it is.
Alaska, I think.
Yeah. Well, Vermont and Alaska, concealed carry is legal without a permit, too. So there are many states where open carry is legal. I believe Arizona still is. But my guess is that Ohio, from what I've heard about Ohio... probably not, and it may even be that you require some kind of a registration on a handgun in Ohio, because I know in New Hampshire you do not have to register firearms.
Wow,
you don't register, but you've got to have a federal instant check before you can buy one.
Well, that's if you're buying brand new. If you're purchasing used from somebody, then there's no checks.
At this point, no, they haven't been able to pass that yet, but they're trying.
Well, there'd be no way to regulate it. I mean, if you have a firearm and you want to sell it to me, as long as you and I are not federal agents, then no one would ever know that the firearm has changed hands. So even if they pass a law about that, that's not going
to
stop the private trade.
They're doing that through the so-called gun show loophole. That's the way it's going to work.
Yeah, I understand that they want to close it up, and I'm sure a lot of people will bow down and obey, but I can tell you that I'm not the kind of person who's going to buy a firearm through legitimate channels, so it'll never affect me because I'll just break whatever laws are necessary
to
get them in my hands.
Yeah, it should be noted that currently private sale is a legitimate channel. So
right.
You don't need, I mean, currently you don't need paperwork if you're buying a gun from someone who you know. I mean, it might vary state by state, but at least in New Hampshire, if it's somebody who's personally known to you, you can sell to them without doing any kind of paperwork or background check or anything like that.
And you know, even in a state like New Hampshire, where the laws are pretty lax, there's still some complicated little gotchas. Like, I never would have thought that open carrying is fine for me while I'm not traveling in a car, but when I am, if the gun is loaded, that's a felony, and they're going to take me to jail.
But is it a felony? I thought it was a violation. If you get caught essentially violating the concealed carry law, isn't that a violation?
I believe it is just a fine in New Hampshire. I'm not sure on that. It might be
no big deal.
It might be a small, a misdemeanor offense, but it's a small offense in New Hampshire. In Massachusetts, it is a felony, a one-year mandatory sentence for even possessing a gun.
They hate guns down there. So. Hey, Ron, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. Let's go to, I believe, we've got an unscreened call here. I'm hoping it is Rich Goldman from Pork Fest, but we're going to take the amp line unscreened. Who's this? Hello, you're on the air. Going once, going twice. Let's try this one. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live on the amp line.
Hey, this is Rich Goldman from Porkfest.
Rich, I appreciate the call back. You're the organizer of New Hampshire, of the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival. Of course, we've been talking about it for the last several months on the program. It's going on this week.
Look forward to seeing you all here Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yeah, me too. I wish it were Thursday already because, I mean, we're hearing stories. We've had people calling in all night from the Sickle CAI fun tent, checking in and letting us know about all the fun they're having without us being around. And so it's making me jealous. I want to be there. But I want to talk to you about something that went down yesterday that I've only heard through the grapevine about. And as I understand it, the Department of Revenue or something, they came after you, and they're demanding cash for the vendor tables.
Okay. Yeah, I think the rumor mill started getting started on this. It's a fairly long story, but the short of it is that we're getting large enough now, and with the Sickle CI tent, when you get large enough, you start attracting the attention of authorities, and so
or people calling themselves authorities at least.
We know,
okay.
So I mean, so the town of Guilford has certain rules and regulations, and they have people that are there to enforce them. And so, for instance, with the Sickle tent, he happened to be driving by, and he saw, this large structure, and he happened to be with the fire department.
Right. We actually, just to forward you through, we actually talked to Jason earlier, so he gave us the scoop on his tent. But what happened with the vendors? You guys have a vendor area.
Right. So what happened was, and basically, there was a lack of communication, is that through various levels, is that for those vendors that were going to be selling items, basically be vendors, merchants selling for profit. They had to end up, they were supposed to be getting a vendor license, a vendor permit, from the town and the state.
Each individual vendor would have to get a permit?
Right.
Okay.
And so, and this is standard operating procedure in, New Hampshire and in most towns, is that if you're at a festival like this, those are the rules. But if you're a nonprofit or if you're just sending out information, it doesn't matter. Anyway, so they found out, what was going on. And so there's a lack of communication. They really didn't know what the Free State Project Pork Fest was.
Hmm.
They just saw this thing going out there, which they didn't know about.
Yeah.
And so, and we, this came to us as a surprise as well. But long story short, I ended up meeting with the permit people today at the Guilford Town Hall. And I got to say, this is some of those experiences like only in New Hampshire. These are the most friendly, productive, how can we help you out? Bureaucrats.
Well, the bureaucrats here in New Hampshire, if you don't mind, can you hang through? I want to find out the rest of the story. Can you hang on?
Okay.
All right, hang on, Rich. We're going to come back with more with Rich Goldman from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Went and I guess negotiated with the bureaucrats today, and we'll find out what the situation is. Will there be a crackdown? Will the Free State Project obey? Will they jump through the hoops? Will they pay the fines? More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Ted Anders from Midas, June 10, 2008. Gold, 882.50. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $908.31, $447.45 for half, $223.73 for quarter. That's $908.31, $447.45, and $223.73. There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Vincent Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, discussing a security and prosperity partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome R. Corsi published the document, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack, and Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you're an adult male, you need to listen to this information. By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. In the past, many men have turned to saw palmetto to support prostate health. But now there's something much better. It's called Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. In fact, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same benefits of one dose of Beta Prostate. It's guaranteed to provide noticeable support, even if you're already having prostate-related health issues. Now you can get Roger Mason's Beta Prostate formula through this special offer. And if you call now, you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Feel a difference or your money back. Here's how to order.
Call now to order Beta Prostate. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Support your prostate with safe, all-natural ingredients. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Sam.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Those features include the live streams. You've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both are free for you at freetalklive.com. Pork.com. We are talking about Porkfest, and you're going to hear a lot more about Porkfest, what's going on at Porkfest, and the activities and the people and the stuff that's happening, because it's a great event. It is put on by the Free State Project every single year during the summertime up here in New Hampshire, where activists or potential activists are invited to come up and experience what it's like to be around hundreds of other people who share the same basic set of beliefs, that they all basically agree that the government, you know, should not be aggressing against people, that we should eliminate aggression from our lives, and the government is inevitably aggressive, so they're caught up in all that. I think the Free State Project specifically states that if you're joining the Free State Project, you agree the maximum role of government should be to protect life, liberty, and property, but many Free Staters like myself believe there should be no role whatsoever for people calling themselves government, and that self-government is about as far as any government should go. That said, let's bring Rich Goldman back on the line. He's on with us live from Porkfest, and you're the organizer of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Yesterday, the government parasites apparently were driving by, and they noticed that there was some fun being had, and wherever there's fun, in this case, the big tent gave it away, they showed up, and they attempted to rain on the parade by demanding cash. They backed down, apparently, from Jason Osborne from SACL CAI and only required him to put up some fire extinguishers, so he got off kind of easy. But then they came to you as the organizer of the event, and they said that all this vending going on, there are these vendor tables over there where people are potentially making a profit selling items. They said, you need a permit for this, and you apparently went to go attempt to negotiate with the gang members today. How did that go for you? You said they were very nice when they were threatening you.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I think people are making a bigger deal out of this than it really is.
Well, let me see if I can be clear, though, Rich.
I mean, I'll tell you, as someone, I mean, who was directly there, I mean, I'll tell you the story from my side.
Okay.
So, basically, it wasn't a gang of people. Basically, the one, he was checking out, there's a side event going on called Flip Fest, which is part of Bike Week, and he was going down there checking, you know, the fire safety of that. And he was driving, and he saw, basically, a large tent, and he wanted, you know, went to go check it out. No one was around, and it was all a surprise to him, mm-hmm. you know, about what was happening. So he went to Gunstock, and, you know, they try to find me, and then I eventually get back there. Anyway, so at the end of the day, basically, we put in the two fire extinguishers. He says, okay, it's a 30 by 30 tent, got a capacity of 60 people, and we got our, you know, official license, et cetera. And then he was also asking about our schedule, because he's part of the town, and said, oh, you know, we're doing entertainment, we're having these exhibitors. And he was asking, you know, if we had gotten our permits, to which I told him, you know, we hadn't. And so he was like, huh. So he called the town of Guilford. And honestly, it's like things could have been a lot worse. Because, I mean, we don't like them. And at many points, they're like, we don't like these laws either. But the rules of the town of Guilford are what they are. I hope more Free Staters come here and can change it. And that's what I told him. But at the end of the day, if we're going to be having an event within the town, and these are the rules that they had, so he basically called the town of Guilford, explained, you know, the lack of communication. Like, we didn't realize we had to get the permits, and, you know, things were very short on time. And so they really helped us out a lot. I mean,
they helped you out.
The best help is that we didn't have to get any permits. But at the end of the day, I met with them this morning. They were all very friendly, worked with us,
came
to a very reasonable conclusion. This situation, we got our permits today.
What it cost you?
Everything's going to be moving forward just fine. So,
what did it cost for the permits?
It's $50 for the local and $50 for the state, which is pretty low, and the turnaround was a day. I told them, like, back in Maryland, you know, they would have just said, I'm sorry, your event is closed, nothing we can do, you're done.
Now, Rich, at any point...
They were very cooperative, and they worked with us, so...
Now, Rich, at any point...
I don't want to have any... I don't want these people to be disparaged, because these were very... good, helpful people.
Well, of course they're helpful. They're helping themselves to your money. I mean, it's easy to be nice when you're getting paid for doing nothing that adds any value to anyone's life. So it's easy to be nice about it. I can understand why they would approach it in that way. Being mean certainly would not necessarily increase their chances of you feeling good about the entire occasion of being robbed at gunpoint.
Now, did they suggest that it might be necessary to suspend operations at Porkfest until the permits could be granted?
Can you say the first part again? I didn't hear you.
Did the fire marshal suggest at any point that he might have to suspend Porkfest until the proper permits could be acquired?
What he's saying is when he first came down there, he wasn't getting anyone's. He wasn't able to talk with anyone that could give him an answer about what this town was about and who was in charge of it. And, you know, he was basically saying, like, if someone doesn't get back to you, I'm going to have to come down and, you know, basically close down the tent.
So you better respect my authority and answer my questions.
But once he eventually found someone that could answer his questions, he was very friendly about it. I explained what the Free State Project was. I explained what the festival was about. I said, oh, that's really cool. We talked a bit about politics. And we talked about things that he would like to change in the system.
Right, and I doubt you approached it.
It ended up being a pretty good conversation. So.
Here's a question that may seem a little out there, but I doubt you approached it from this perspective. But you were saying that, you know, as long as we're within the town of Guilford, did you ever ask him, well, factually, what is the town of Guilford?
I did not.
Because, I mean, isn't the town of Guilford, I mean, how would those bureaucrats answer that particular question? I mean, isn't it essentially a corporation that was founded, and who's, you know, who are the shareholders of that corporation, and how is it that you're within their town if you never necessarily consented to be part of their corporation in the first place? Am I off on that, Sam?
No.
I don't know whether you are or not. I mean, I can tell you how I approach it, which is that the point of the festival is for everyone to be able to have a good time,
but
to be able to have our exhibitors, and for everyone to meet. And so, I mean, this really just came at us as a surprise, but at the end of the day, I mean, we had to deal with it. I mean, if we really want to make a big stink about it, I mean, we basically have to be... It basically changes the entire aspect of the
festival. Sure, it does. Here's how I feel about it, though, Rich. I don't want to sound like I'm jumping down your throat or being too critical, but it seems to me that you've got an event with literally dozens at this point. I've heard up to 100 people are there at this point. Yesterday you had 50 people there. You've got dozens of liberty activists around, and I understand that everybody wants to have a good time, but if there are going to be gang members coming in and threatening to destroy people's property, threatening to confiscate people's stuff for not obeying or bowing down to their rule, then essentially you could possibly have a real activism opportunity where essentially there could be some civil disobedience going on where people don't obey their demands. As a result, they'll have to send in some sort of goon squad to come and start dismantling things. And at that point, you may have some arrests on your hands, and then many of those dozens of activists could then mobilize and be activists during this Porkfest week and go down and protest at the jail and do who knows what. I mean, certainly it would have changed the aspect of the event, but at the same time, it could be really positive.
I mean, for those people that are very much into the civil disobedience and want to fight, you know, the system and work for change that way, I mean, I can't say, you know, they're free people to do what they want, but as far as I look at it, I mean...
What about the Alternatives Expo? Like, we know they've got their own tent, and they're not officially part of Porkfest. Would it be okay with you if they were to just refuse to get the permit?
They haven't been asked for it because they have a different type of tent structure. They have a covering.
Gotcha.
The issue is with the SACL CIA tent. It's a much larger tent, and it basically has sidings all around it, and so there's concern about, you know, what this large structure is doing.
The Alt Expo tent, though, was the Alt Expo tent was not set up though when he came by.
Ah, okay. So they may come back later this week. They know they've been successful at extracting money from the event in one particular way. They may actually come back for more. If you've got more comments, hang on. We'll bring you back. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear socks and tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes in the sand at the beach. But then I heard about Nonex Nail Gel. It tackles the problem of unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Nonex Gel breaks down and removes this debris so nails look clear. I confess I was skeptical in the beginning, but I stuck with it, using Nonex Gel twice daily. Actually, I was surprised how generously sized the bottle is and how long it lasts. A while ago, you could look at my nails and, well, glance away. But not anymore. Now my toenails look better than ever, and I'm wearing sandals again, thanks to a simple, natural gel. If your toenails are an embarrassment, try Nonex Nail Gel. It's available in the foot care aisle of your drugstore, mass retailer, or supercenter.
Attention GCN listeners. You've all heard of 911 in Plain Sight, Beyond Treason, and One Nation Under Siege. But did you know that all of these documentaries were created by one man, civil rights activist and filmmaker William Lewis? Now Mr. Lewis has produced his most patriotic documentary to date, a film about taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Nick Van Sam.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, so enjoy those on us, including the archives. Have you missed a moment of the show? Well, go and download it right there for free on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com as we continue discussing some of the drama that has erupted at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, where government bureaucrats have descended, or at least in this case one government bureaucrat, but he threatened to bring others. The government bureaucrats have descended upon a group of people out in the wilderness at Gunstock Campground here in New Hampshire having a good time. We will be joining them later this week. A bunch of people enjoying themselves, and the bureaucrats, they don't like that when it's happening without them being begged for permission first. So the Free State Project, essentially, they had to bow down, or at least that's what organizer Rich Goldman is telling us, because otherwise they were going to come in and ruin all your fun. Right, Rich?
Yeah, basically. I mean, and this is what, I mean, say what you will. I mean, we can disagree philosophically, which I do, about, you know, whether or not we have to get permits, but, I mean, if that's the law of the town and if that's what the situation is, I mean, unfortunately, we have to be a bit, or at least I have to be a bit more pragmatic and just say, you know, if we want the festival gone, this is what we have to do. And, you know, like I said, it worked out in the end. Everything's going to be fine. And everyone's going to be able to have a good time. And like I said, if you want to, you know, change the laws, you know, come on out to New Hampshire and help us change the laws.
Hold on, Rich.
The way, you know, it's going to get changed.
Rich, I want to ask you about one thing you just said there.
Yeah.
You said that, you know, we disagree philosophically on whether or not we have to get permits. The fact is really that you did not plan to get permits, that you were getting along just fine without the permits.
Oh, correct.
So really what you're saying is whether or not you thought it was effective for Porkfest to continue that you should go get these permits, not whether you actually needed them, because they didn't really create any value to Porkfest. They just took some of your money and that's it.
Right. And I mean, honestly, it's like, I mean, without, you know, saying too much at this meeting, they come, when it come to the people I was working with from the town, they were saying, I mean, I wish we didn't, you didn't have to get these permits either. I mean,
oh,
they're kind of annoying for us as well.
Yeah, well, then, you know, that's
they
like
don't
the cops.
To deal with it, but
sure.
If that's the law, then.
Sure, that's like the cops that say, you know, well, I'm just following orders.
To be honest, the town bureaucrats probably didn't. They may or may not have written the law, but likely those rules were adopted at town meeting. So actually,
yeah.
I'm a good chunk. It might not be a true majority, but a majority of the people in Guilford probably voted for it, not a few bureaucrats. I'm not saying that necessarily. I don't agree with the permitting.
People vote for every single law that gets passed
in
New Hampshire towns?
In small towns like Guilford, yes, it is a direct democratic vote, and every resident, you've never been to, well, you're in Keene.
Yeah,
it's a direct, once a year you pass laws and new taxes by a direct vote of whoever feels like showing up. But beyond that, I can see where you're coming from, Rich. You're basically responsible for keeping Porkfest going and making it run smoothly.
Yeah.
And the thing about the FSP is it's not a giant civil disobedience project. I mean, it, as I understand it, it's a nonprofit corporation, if I'm correct
right.
on that. So they filed.
We're a nonprofit, and we basically just focused on trying to encourage 20,000 pro liberty activists to move to New Hampshire.
Right.
And that's what the festival is really about. It's a showcase of New Hampshire and the Free State Project.
Now, and I mean, some of those activists who the Free State Project is trying to get here, a good number of them do want to engage in civil disobedience.
Yep.
But the purpose of the Free State Project itself as an organization is to operate on the level above board to get 20,000 people here, in my opinion. And what those members do what they get once they get here is their, you know, that's their prerogative. And I do support civil disobedience in a lot of cases. I don't think Porkfest is the venue to do it in. And I, you know, I can absolutely agree. $100 as far as licensing fees go, you know, as far
but
as how much
worse. They could have chosen another arbitrary number that was higher than that, like $1,000. But then they know that there's a chance that you're going to say, sorry, we don't have that. We can't pay you. We just don't have it. So that's why they set it at a so-called reasonable level.
I mean, this is what the permitting laws are in the state of New Hampshire and in the town of Guilford.
Yeah.
And this is where I go back to. It's like, we can complain. It's not just I mean, we talk about alcohol policy, for instance. I mean, when you put on an event, you know, there's all these various, you know, alcohol policies that people have to follow. And everyone can complain about, say, oh, this is so ridiculous. But at the end of the day, you know, that's what the law is.
You
and
mean
so
that the government
like
demands
it, really
people follow.
Them to start getting active and work to change those laws. And this way, when we have the festival in the future, we don't have to deal with this.
What do you feel like any heat will come back against you personally if, for instance, there is civil disobedience that goes on at the festival? For instance, Sam mentioned the Alternatives Expo tent was not up at that time. It's separate from the festival. It's a totally independent tent, and they may be putting their stuff up, and those people do tend to be market-based activists that are not going to comply. Are they going to try to pressure you to try to get to work pressure against them? Do you feel like that might happen?
It wouldn't be to me personally. Frankly, whoever's putting up the tent.
Okay.
I mean, it's not the Free State Project putting up the tent.
Gotcha.
It was the Free State Project putting up the SACL CAI tent. I mean, but I was basically the one that, you know, basically dealt with the system, you know, and made sure that everything got to, you know, run along, you know, well, and we didn't have to, you know, bring the police in and cause a big scene.
Right. I just want to make sure I just want to make sure you aren't concerned that they're going to target you if someone else, independent of the Free State Project, if someone else does engage in some civil disobedience over this this next week.
I don't know, but I can tell you that, I mean, it's one thing. Sometimes it's the company you keep. They may not say, they may not see a distinction between Alt Expo and the Free State Project.
Well, that would certainly be an interesting situation. Hopefully we won't have to deal with that. Hopefully the rest of the week will go smoothly. You have essentially paid them off, and hopefully they'll stay away.
And if I could kind of put in the last word, which is, you know, I just want people to be able to, you know, come to the festival. You know, if you're kind of on the fence, really come out here. Everyone's having a great time, hanging out, camping, going on hikes, going on bus tours. You know, we're going to have 50 exhibitors this year. A lot of good information, a lot of good services and companies are going to be there.
Yep, it's
right.
Definitely a good time.
I have to say I'm looking forward to it, and I appreciate that you have to do what you need to do to keep the doors open and to keep it going, and hopefully they won't put any pressure on you if other people decide to voluntarily choose for themselves to disobey the diktats of the state agents.
Yep, Rich, and I hope to have you on my show during the festival when you're here.
Yeah, you know, you had said that we're going to be outdoors on Friday and Saturday. Is that right?
Yeah, you'll be under the Main Lodge tent, and then Thursday you'll be inside the pub area. So
okay.
You can get some food, get some drinks.
I love the idea. I'm a little concerned about the temperature outside and whether the equipment will hold up. We'll try it and we'll see how it goes, but I'm hoping we're going to have a backup, like to be able to maybe go indoors if necessary, because the temperature could be an issue if the if it's too hot outside, the equipment may not be able to handle it, but we'll see what happens.
Yep.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate the call in tonight, and thank you for the discussion. We'll see you this weekend. 800-259-9231. A tough, tough place to be in as an event organizer, as someone whose main goal is to ensure that the event goes off successfully. Even if he was, even if he was one of us in that, and when I say us, me and you, Sam, more of the kind of market-based activists, more with an affinity towards civil disobedience, he would then be risking everyone's good time by disobeying the state agents.
And I think people like you and I tend to shy away from some of the organizational aspects of the Free State Project, and it's more of the political mindsets that step in there, and they see a linear, logical progression of the Free State Project growth.
As in, until enough people are here,
yeah,
and
we're
can
just
change the laws,
keep adding them one at a time, whereas you or I might see the possibility of one act of civil disobedience being the spark that gets the next 10,000 to sign up.
Yeah, I'm definitely with you there, and would love to hear your thoughts. We go to your calls about what you want. Actually, no, we don't. Stoner was on the line, and he has dropped off. All right, 800-259-9231. Nick, any other comments on this issue about the bureaucrats and...
Not really. I think Rich basically did what he should have done or what he needed to do as far as the fact that he was working in the capacity as the coordinator for Porkfest, and I think he did his job keeping the festival running smoothly. You know, if he was going to do civil disobedience in that area, he was putting a lot of people's weeks and a lot of planning and a lot of money on the line. And I think even if Rich was going to do civil disobedience, he should do it with something that involves himself directly and not Porkfest.
It's a valid point. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe enough time for your call. In fact, Tim is on the line in Wisconsin. We're going to get to him and take your calls about whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info. to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
The Cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The Believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA-approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a rice machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rice's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building rice machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick. And Sam.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Just start your shopping there. It doesn't matter what you buy. 41 categories to shop in. Even used items. Load up your shopping cart with the stuff you need for life, stuff you want to entertain yourself with, furniture, baby stuff, camping supplies. If you're in a pork fest, it's not too late. Amazon.freetalklive.com. They have it all, and Free Talk Live gets a percentage if you use that link to start it up. Your shopping experience, that is. We go to Tim in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tim.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
The thing I couldn't help wanting to say about the airport scanners that scan through the clothes, after I heard Dean talk about on the program, I think last week, that, you know, reveals, you know, body parts, you know, underneath the clothes. Is that something I, you know, kind of feeling, whenever you think about that kind of feeling, you know, that people should read, enough people should read, you know, get fighting, because I kind of feel, you know, feeling, especially feeling for, you know, married couples, you know, that, you know, when married couples, you know, travel, you know, by plane, you know, I know if I was, you know, married right now, I'd feel strongly that, you know, my wife's, you know,
sure, a lot of people
are for my eyes only.
Yeah, I can understand that. I could understand a lot of people very concerned about their privacy, especially of their so-called private areas. And this machine, I heard Julia and Gardner's show over the weekend, and Julia apparently saw a photo from what it looks like when someone walks through, and she says you can see all the curves and folds, and it's someone's naked body. It's like a blue version of their naked body, but it's a naked body, and certainly some people made very uncomfortable by that.
Now, every time I've seen them present these machines to the press, they always give the reporter a big metal plate to hold.
Oh, really?
In front of your private parts. If you want to go through the machine with that, I guess you could crotch something and you know, sneak it through the airport security, rendering it ineffective. But who's to say how long they're going to continue to allow that option?
Well, wait, I thought you said that was only for the reporters. They're not going to let little people do that.
Well,
right?
they're talking about, yeah, you would have that option if a passenger objected, that you could get this big metal
plate
that wouldn't be able to.
What about women in their breasts? Would there be a plate for that too?
They only showed one, but it was a male reporter, so who knows?
Yeah, and either way, a lot of people are going to be pretty uncomfortable by that.
I would agree.
I totally understand where you're coming from on that, but hey, what can you do? It's that's the way it is.
You can take the bus, and that is, yeah. you know, until they start checking IDs there.
And they will.
Doing the same thing.
It's all a matter of time. Thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it, Tim. 800-259-9231. Hey, quick email here. We've only got a few moments left since we've got you on the show, Sam, who is a practitioner of the law of attraction, which some of our more skeptical listeners are. They don't really like the idea too much. They call it positive thinking, and you know whatever you want to call it is fine. But there's kind of a viewpoint that I think is inherent to the law of attraction to some extent. And I want to go over this with an email from Daniel. He says, okay. "Hey, I'm a pretty devoted listener, and the other day you referred to yourself as a pantheist. Last I heard, you called yourself an atheist. Kind of a big swing from no God to all God. What caused this transformation? What is a pantheist, in your words? What are your criteria for determining truth from fallacy? And how does pantheism fit into that? I.e., what evidence do you have that pantheism is correct?" Now, I'm jumping to a conclusion here, Sam. How would you describe your belief system? Would you say they are your beliefs are pantheistic?
I think so. You know, the first time I heard that word was when you brought it up on the air, and before that I had always considered myself to be somewhere along the lines of an atheist or something close to that, but I share more of Mark's belief in, you know, there is this one energy or life force that we're all a part of,
mm-hmm.
and that, you know, at our lowest level we're just vibrating energy, and when we die we kind of go back and become part of that force, and that is God in a sense.
So I would say, for lack of a better term, and that's what I was looking for. I have a similar viewpoint, and I was out there looking to see, well, what term describes this particular viewpoint? And the best term I could find was pantheist. And it's something we've discussed a bit recently. What caused the transformation, he asks. Well, just basically learning more, you know, hearing more about the law of attraction and understanding that I had come to many of the same conclusions on my own during my life based on circumstances and based on what I learned. And the law of attraction and essentially the, you know, the law of allowing, all of these things wrapped into one really helped me, I guess, crystallize my view. And when I heard this viewpoint being advocated or being talked about, it rang true for me. It just made sense. Is it scientific? No. Is there evidence? Because he asks later, you know, what's your criteria for determining truth from fallacy, and how does pantheism fit into that? What evidence do you have that pantheism is correct? I don't know if I have any evidence necessarily that anyone of a scientific mind is going to look at and say, okay, yes, pantheism is correct. I'm not going to even try to broach that subject. But I do have my personal experience. And I do like the idea of this sort of all-encompassing, all that is, everything that is God. Not that, and I don't like even the term God, because I think it misleads people into thinking of the old kind of monotheistic Christian God,
right.
Like, oh, so there's this God and he makes decisions for you. No, there's no he, there's no she. It's not a consciousness necessarily, it's just what is.
And for me, really, the most important thing that I've come to realize is it's about really being in the question and being open to all the possibilities that are out there. Because once I'm right about something, once I've made up my mind and I've decided, look, this is the way it is, no other possibilities exist, because I already know, look, this is how it is. So just being open and approaching things with that beginner's eye and looking for other evidence that's out there allows some amazing things to open up for me.
He says, what is it that caused this transformation? I think I've always been someone who, you know, I've certainly always rejected authority back as far as I can remember. And when I rejected the, you know, the so-called authority of the organized religions of the world, it seemed that the next place to go would be to be an atheist, because I was rejecting all of their gods, and so therefore I don't believe in those gods, so therefore I'm an atheist. But coming across the law of attraction and the, you know, the message essentially of personal empowerment that it portrays, it just seems so sensible. Do I know if is there any evidence to prove that it's all true, the whole vibration thing and all that? No, of course not. But I do have evidence in my own life, and it's totally case study, it's totally subjective, that says that what you focus on is what you get. And if you focus on things that are positive, then you will have a much more positive experience. You focus on what you want, you'll get what you want. And if what you want is negativity, and what you want is bad random things to happen to you, that's going to happen as well.
Well, it looks like I might be the skeptic in the room tonight, which feels weird. But I'm going to say that there's obviously a correlation between what you think and focus on and want and what you get. If you aren't focused on a particular goal, obviously the odds that you're going to get there aren't very good. If you are focused on the goal and you're going to work towards it, yeah, probably 9 times out of 10, 99 times out of 100, if you're a capable person, you're going to get there. I don't think that means that you're showing a causation between positive thought about one thing equals positive
result. There's no way to prove that the universe is actually lining up these good things to happen to you. There's no way to prove that, but that is essentially the viewpoint. And it rings true for me. That's all I can say.
But see, Nick, here's the thing. The way I've made up the world to be, that these things do line up, that my thoughts do start to create and unfold the world around me, is true for me. And just like you tend to believe that, no, thoughts don't do that. It's more by happenstance and by chance. That's what the law of attraction gives you. So the world that you live in creates exactly that, and you're right as well.
Well, if we're going by the law of attraction, which I also disagree, I'm disagreeing with, if we're going to go by that, then yes, I guess we could both be right. But I'm saying that there's an objective truth to the universe, and I'm not saying I necessarily have it right on either. But I think a lot of it just sounds like backwards reasoning to me. If you reach a goal, obviously at some point beforehand, you must have set that goal firmly in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
So
sure.
To say that by setting it necessarily means you're going to reach the goal, you're working backwards in your reasoning, and I don't think it necessarily holds up.
I'll agree with you. I think what we may be saying is, though, is that the possible paths between any two points are infinite. So
right.
Who's to say which one you're on, and that by using the law of attraction, you can sort of hone the paths that are available that you're looking to take and get there more quickly, get more effective results, whatever it is you're trying to accomplish.
Oh, absolutely. But, see, to me, that's just under free will. You have a lot of different choices, and there's a lot of paths I could take to just physically get, let's say physically, I could get from here to Kansas City. There's a lot of different ways I could go. I could go the long way, the other way around the Earth, and it'd take me a lot longer. I could choose my path there, and it's virtually infinite. So I see what you're saying, but I don't know if I necessarily buy into all the language behind it.
Sure. All right. Totally understood, and we are out of time. Nonetheless, it will be a conversation that I'm sure will continue at a later point. We'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.